I'm Karen.
I'm Greg.
I'm Aubrey.
And I'm Paul.
And this is Library Beat,
a weekly podcast about all things library.
All right, Aubrey, we're going to do this podcast episode in one take. Are you ready? One take wonders. Okay, we are walking up the steps into our community garden. And Aubrey is wearing this bright orange article. What is that?
This is our adventure pack that we have at the library for you to check out.
What is the adventure pack?
So the adventure pack is what you check out and you take with you when you go on adventures or hikes, or if you want to come look around the garden, which is what we're going to do today. It has all kinds of things inside that you use when you're outdoors. It has some binoculars, it has a magnifying glass, it has lots of pamphlets about things you find outside.
Yes, it comes with three Arkansas nature booklets. There's one about the wildlife in our area, there's one about birds specifically, and one about wildflowers and plants.
The magnifying glass. I've been wanting to open this up and use it. You remember that scene in Toy Story where the neighbor Sid starts a fire, or he burns Woody's... What does he do? He burns Woody with
He's torturing Woody because he's trying to create all these kind of amalgamations of toys, and he's burning Woody.
That's not funny. I shouldn't have laughed. But we have a magnifying glass. Let's look at the rock. There's like crystalline formations on this giant rock that we have in the garden.
Yes, it's the first thing you see if you walk in from the way we did, where our brick path is at. How much do you think this thing weighs?
Probably more than me. More than I could carry, too.
Is that a stress ball?
It looks like a bowl of spaghetti. Why is there a bowl of spaghetti in our garden?
This is one of the limitations of audio only. There is some sort of toy. I don't know if it's a dog toy or a stress ball or what. It's like spaghetti with a inadequate amount of pasta sauce on top of it in a little plastic bowl.
Yeah, if somebody served this to me at a restaurant, I'd be really disappointed.
Me too.
I'm sad that they don't like, say whenever you get pasta sauce on your pasta.
That probably won't usually be up here.
Probably not. I have a sneaking suspicion that it did come from the library, though. Mm-hmm. Probably from the children's department. Okay, Paul.
All right, we're going to magnify.
Let's find
zoom
a
in
to look at.
On this huge rock. Do not do this the opposite way and look at the sun with the magnifying glass.
Yeah. It does look really cool. Wow.
Okay, 10 out of 10. Recommend magnifying things in our garden.
Yes, I would definitely look at this rock again.
Yes. Oh, there's a fly. Let's see if we can magnify the fly.
Where'd it go?
It's gone. It probably went off. It went off to enjoy our garden. There it is. Don't put the sun on the fly. It flew away again.
Okay, we'll try again another time.
Yeah, we're not going to be like Sid from Toy Story.
Yes, one thing that I think is really cool about the garden is right when you walk in, we have this brick pathway laid out, and it has a list of all of the people that purchased bricks. We have them all laid out now, so you can come up here and find your name on here.
Yeah, and we're actually going to be doing a second wave at some point in the near future, so stay tuned for that announcement. You can have your chance to have a piece of you or your family or your organization memorialized here in our special garden.
Oh, look, over there we have some wildflowers.
We do. Let's check out one of our pamphlets and identify. Okay, we have a flower. Would you describe that as purple or pink?
I would call that pink, but somebody might argue with me.
I think I'm going to argue with you a little bit,
it's like
but
a purpley pink,
it's
right?
A purpley pink or a pinkish purple.
I think the pinkish purple is a good description.
Maybe lavender? Violet? No, lavender is more blue. It's like a violet.
It's like a light violet.
Light violet.
Don't freak out, Paul, but there's a wasp flying around us.
There is. I'm going to ignore it and keep on talking. What do we think from this,
Do we think it looks like this prairie rose?
Maybe. The cool thing about this little wildflower guide is they're divided by color.
That is neat.
So, let's see. It looks closest, based off the flowers in this guide, to the the prairie rose, but it says they only get 2 feet tall, and this is as tall as we are.
That's true, which isn't very tall, but I'm definitely taller than 2 feet.
Yeah. I'm at least double that.
I'm at least double that.
It could be the purple cone flower if you look at this one, but that's because it's wilted.
That is a purple cone flower if I've ever seen one.
All right, I think we have found the answer to the mystery of the spaghetti bowl toy that was hiding in the garden. And I see two of our colleagues, Jessamine and Brooke, walking in the distance, and they're carrying a basket that might have had toys in it.
Let's go see what they're doing.
You never knew who you're going to run into in the garden.
Hi, Brooke.
Jessamine, Brooke, tell us, why is there spaghetti in the garden?
Well, if you want to find out more, you can go to one of Miss Brooke's nonfiction story times, where they're all interactive and they're all super, super awesome.
Is this a scavenger hunt?
Yeah, it's an I Spy scavenger hunt for fake food in the garden, because our nonfiction story time today is about scavengers. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that it was fake, because I was very tempted.
It's very colorful, very delicious, in your imagination.
What kind of scavengers might we find here in the garden?
Oh, you know, I bet there's probably some rats sometimes. I saw a vulture flying above the trees not too long ago. Raccoons, little trash pandas probably make their way through here.
And there's a scavenger right there. It's Miss Tiffany. See, you never know what you're going to see in the garden.
All right, Paul. I've just pulled out these binoculars that we have. Let's see if we can see anything super cool out here in the garden.
Other than fake food.
And us, of course.
Also, this is the perfect time of year, in my opinion, to go on an adventure or hike or anything. Check out this adventure bag, because it is not hot anymore. I know people swear by summertime being the time to go outdoors. I like it when it's cool in the fall.
Me too. Do you have any favorite trails here in Hot Springs you like to go hiking on?
Of course, Northwoods is the bread and butter of Hot Springs trails, but we also have some great trails up around the Mountain National Park area that are easily accessible from downtown.
Yes, I love the Caddo Bend Trail that's out at Lake Ouachita State Park. We've gone out there and hiked that several times, and it's always got beautiful views, and you get to go down by the lake. It's awesome. It's one of my favorites.
Good choice. Good choice. What do you see with your binoculars?
Over there in the corner, I see our fruit trees that are growing. I don't see much fruit yet. I think they're going to need to grow up for a little while longer.
There's so many insects out. Oh, look, there's another fake food on the scavenger hunt. Got a fried egg.
Ooh. Yep, it's fake. Don't worry, I checked.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric offers free HVAC estimates and has discounts for seniors and veterans. Their vision is to provide prompt, reliable service that exceeds expectations. Their positive and cooperative attitude has made them a provider of choice in Garland County for over 30 years. Thanks, City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, for your next project. Call 501-623-3325 or 501-922-3325.
When I was little, I had an irrational fear of dragonflies. And I still do. So if I see a dragonfly, I'm out of here.
Dragonflies are my favorite insect.
Really? Are you saying that just to pester me?
No, but look at all these butterflies. So we're up beautiful near the raised garden beds, which you can check out. And you can check out one of these raised garden beds for a season. We check them out for 6 months at a time, actually. So there are still some available as of this podcast. And you can check out a bed through the end of February. Now, I know winter isn't the prime time for crops, but this is our launch period and sort of a trial. And several of the beds have been checked out. And I can see Miss Tiffany. That's why she was walking up here earlier. She's checking on her bed. So let's go talk to her about what she's growing. and try not to disturb all these butterflies.
Yeah, of course.
There's so many still. I mean, it's nothing like it was in the spring. There were hundreds of bees and butterflies up here any given moment. But, I mean, even just looking around, there's still some bees, butterflies. I mean, we've seen a couple dozen just walking through here.
Yeah, and they look so happy up here. I did notice some signs that says, do not pick the produce. So, if you come up here and you see some produce that you want, don't pick it.
Yes, unless it's yours, and you can pick it all you want. All right, here is one of our favorite library patrons slash director of the children's department, Miss Tiffany.
Well, hi. How's it going? I am finally putting some seeds in my bed, and I'm going to see if they grow.
It looks like you're a little late to the party. Look at all these beds around you.
It's true. I have needed to come up here for about a month, but I can transplant if these don't take, but these are all cold weather things, so I think
they will. Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, and it's fun to experiment to see what's going to grow and what's not.
What are you trying to grow?
Well, I have some lettuce, some Merlot lettuce, some Swiss chard, which is a green. I've got some Swiss giant pansy seeds. These are carrots. Dill, which grows nicely in this cooler weather. Calendula and a salad mix down there at the end.
I didn't see any Swiss cheese on your list.
Yeah, you can't grow that.
Oh.
Yeah. If you could, I would definitely have a Swiss cheese plant. I would have all of the cheese plants.
Oh, me too. We could have a cheese garden.
I know. Yeah. If you guys figure out how to grow that, please, please let me know.
Well, I think we'll have to get a library cow first.
Yes,
but
I'm all for that.
Yeah, I don't count on that anytime soon, folks. So, as Miss Tiffany said, is proving right now, you can still grow some crops in the winter, even though spring is the most famous season. You don't have to wait. We still have some garden beds you can check out, and you can try your luck in the winter. Are there any other winter safe crops you would recommend?
Oh, there's so many good ones. I usually have cilantro that will grow throughout the winter. Another one of my favorites is kale. And then you can overwinter things like broccoli and cauliflower, which I love broccoli, but I'm not a fan of cauliflower. But pretty much any leafy greens mostly. And those are wonderful.
Yes.
And the cold weather makes them taste better, too, like kale tastes better.
Yes, and I see some behind you. Is that kale a few down?
I think so. This look, I'd have to go up closer, but that's some kind of coal crop, yes. So that is the same family, if not kale. But I did have to kind of control myself because I wanted to go over there and take a little bite of it. But then I remembered, it's not mine and I can't do that.
Well, thank you, Miss Tiffany. I can't wait to see what grows here in your garden bed that's getting started. After a few weeks here, I think it's going to be a full salad bar that is yours only, because nobody else better come up here and touch your salad.
That's right.
Or your cheese.
That's right. Especially my cheese.
All right. We're continuing our adventure up here in the garden. What else is in that backpack that we haven't used yet?
Well, let's look. I believe I saw a compass in here, so let me grip that out.
So let's see. Since I know where the library is relative to, you know, the rest of the city, I'm pretty sure that's north. Yes.
Yes,
that's north. But if I were out hiking in the woods or on a trail, it would be pretty easy, you know, especially if you're the type of person that likes to go off the beaten path, to not know off the top of your head which way you're looking. So that's where a compass comes in handy.
Yes. Something else that I think is cool about the compass, do you know how they work?
Magnets.
Yes.
The Earth's magnetic field.
Yes. Isn't it the Earth's magnetic field that, like, pulls the arrow towards its poles? Is that how that works?
We'll have to Google that later.
We can just pretend like we know. They don't know.
Yeah, we work at the library.
We know everything. Something that is cool over here, on like the southwest facing fence, I only know that because I have the compass in my hand. We're growing some, it looks like they might have been mulberries or some other type of fruit. So we came and picked these earlier in the summer and they were so good.
These are grape varieties. There's muscadine and a couple other grapes here.
Yeah, and I think, didn't Butch plant some blueberries at one point?
Yes.
Am I going crazy?
You're not. Those blueberry bushes were really popping. And I can't wait to see how they go next year, because I feel like they were planted a little late in the season, and they were still extremely successful. And of course, the depending on where you take your adventure bag and go on an adventure or a hike, you're probably gonna run into completely different things than we're running into here in the community garden. But even still, even though, I mean, you know, it's a curated area, you still never know what you're gonna see up here or who.
Paul is currently trying to catch this giant grasshopper that we found in the garden. Oh no! It's getting away!
It kicks so hard at my palm. Alright, so we're ending our very short adventure up in the garden, but you can go on an adventure anywhere you want in Garland County. There are so many cool, beautiful places, and fall is just such a pleasant time to go out walking.
So this pack that we have is our children's pack, but we do have an adult pack that you can come to the library and check out, and I'm sure it has even cooler gear inside for you to use and take around hot springs. Like Paul was saying, it's so nice outside. It's the best time to get outside and go use our adventure packs around hot springs.
So thank you everybody for listening, and have safe adventures.
Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.